Inoculating the masses from ignorance with a big dose of common sense. Here's Gruber.
You know, it's a good thing it's Friday. I'll just tell you that. It's a good thing it's Friday. I just shared with Alex a beautiful clip from the Grand Tour on cable. If you've never seen the program, it's terrific. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later. Let's see. Where do I want to go here? You know, let's start with the, based on what I just said, Alex, let me start with a creepy porn lawyer. Michael Avenatti. You know, Michael Avenatti was paraded around CNN and all of these other places as if he was some sort of credible source because he was representing Stormy Daniels and he had dirt on the president. In fact, he was so incredible, his name was bantered around as a possible candidate to run for president of the United States. Michael Avenatti, he was going to be up there with Biden and Bernie. He was going to be running the pack. And now, well, he's in a bit of trouble. A 36-count indictment issued yesterday. Federal prosecutors accusing Michael Avenatti, the sleazy porn lawyer, of embezzling nearly $4 million from a settlement to a client of his who's paraplegic. I mean, how low can you go, Michael? You're stealing from a guy. You won the case. He was charged by a grand jury in the Central District of California on a slew of financial crimes, including 10 counts of wire fraud related to his embezzling of clients' money, 19 counts of tax fraud, 4 counts of bankruptcy fraud, 2 counts of bank fraud. The indictment alleges that Avenatti committed wire fraud, embezzling $12 million from financial settlements and legal judgments won by 4 of his clients. I mean, the guy would win, but then apparently he would get confused. He would confuse his client's money as his own, and he would keep it, according to the prosecutors. But the most wretched one of all, I mean, this is just wretched. This is, you have to have an awfully dark soul, if you have a soul at all, to pull off this next deal. Prosecutors say Avenatti represented a man named Jeffrey Ernest Johnson, identified as client one in charging documents in a lawsuit against Los Angeles County, alleging that the county had violated the man's constitutional rights, causing him to become paraplegic. An attorney for Johnson said he was the victim of appalling fraud at the hands of Avenatti, the one person who owed him loyalty and honesty most of all. According to a new attorney for Mr. Johnson, Mr. Avenatti stole millions of dollars that were meant to compensate Mr. Johnson for a devastating injury, but he spent it on his own lavish lifestyle, then lied about it to Mr. Johnson for years and years to cover his tracks. In fact, part of what he bought was a private jet. You heard me right. Private jet Mr. Avenatti bought, apparently, out of the settlements he won for Mr. Johnson. The indictment further alleges that Avenatti funneled more than $3 million of the $4 million settlement into his own personal bank accounts and into shell companies and accounts associated with his personal accounts, the coffee company he owned called Global Baristas, and his race car business, GB Auto, and so on and so forth. You know, they built a special place in hell for people like Mr. Avenatti. It might be why people hate lawyers, in part. Sorry, counselor. Esquire Bob could be upset by that comment, but Bob, you'll be all right. Meanwhile, in Ohio, this will set up the lawyers for a nice, long, grisly fight all the way to the Supreme Court. The 6-week abortion ban known as the Heartbeat Bill, now the law in Ohio. That makes Ohio the 6th state in the nation to attempt to outlaw abortions at the point of a fetal heartbeat. Governor Mike DeWine signed that bill Thursday, just one day after it passed the Republican-led General Assembly. The law slated to take effect in 90 days, unless it's blocked, of course, by a federal judge, which, of course, it will be. And that will set up the showdown in higher courts all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. One of these cases is going. One of these cases is going, so it's going to set up the battle lines between those that would abort children right up until they're 16 years old. You listen to me, Johnny. It's not too late to abort. Yeah, That's what the Democrats would have happen. You listen to me. You get out of fifth grade or there's going to be an abortion. Yeah, I got it, Mom. This new bill called the Human Rights Protection Act, SB 23, outlaws abortions as early as 5 or 6 weeks into a pregnancy before many women know they're pregnant. It's one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation. The bill does include an exception to save the life of the woman, but no exceptions are there for the case of rape or in case of incest. The essential function of government is to protect the most vulnerable among us, those who do not have a voice. Those were DeWine's comments as he signed the bill. Government's role should be to protect life from the beginning all the way until the end. Federal judges in Kentucky and Iowa have blocked the laws or struck them down as unconstitutional in those states. Another bill in Georgia has yet to be signed by the governor there. DeWine's signature set off a lengthy legal fight for sure. The ACLU of Ohio announced it would sue to stop the bill immediately, which the group says virtually bans all abortion care. So make no mistake, the lawyers are sharpening their pencils and getting out their billing calculators, because this is going to be a long, drawn-out fight. And he knew that. The governor knew that, of course. That's what he's setting it up for. It's either legal or it's not, and there has to be a place where reasonable people can agree. Is it going to be 6 weeks? Is it going to be 12 weeks? What is it going to be that reasonable people can agree that an abortion cannot be performed after this threshold? If you pass this line, then an abortion is no longer an option for you. When does that happen? That's where we're headed in this country, because those on the left would have you believe it's perfectly acceptable to have an abortion up to the time of birth. Some say after birth. Thank you, Governor Northam of Virginia, for suggesting such a barbaric and horrible thing. So that's the conversation we'll have going forward. Still to come on the program this hour, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a victim. She's a victim. You're just not sensitive enough. You're just not nice. You're a big meanie. 25 after on a Friday.